Mr. Vice President, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to begin by saying words of consolation to the Japanese government and its people who have lost thousands of lives to the terrible disaster, and encouragement to those who are working, even as I speak, to rebuild the devastated areas. Distinguished delegates, since the establishment of World Health Organization in 1948, the international community has seen considerable improvement in health outcomes. To give you some major examples, the life expectancy has extended by 21 years, and infant mortality fell to a third globally over the last half a century. I believe that it was possible because governments across the world worked closely under the leadership of WHO for effective response to diseases and other factors that pose a threat to human health. This year, the World Health Assembly brings our attention to yet another significant and urgent challenge facing health ministers: prevention and control of non-communicable diseases. Taking this opportunity, I appreciate Dr. Margaret Chan and WHO for the timely decision to consider this pressing issue through this meeting. It should sound an alarm for health ministers that non-communicable diseases account for over 60% of deaths across the world, and the death rate from such diseases will increase by more than 17% for the next decade. The Korean government hosted a regional high-level meeting on NCDs in March this year in cooperation with WHO Western Pacific Regional Office. The Seoul Declaration adopted in the meeting highlights the need for taking effective response to each risk factor of NCDs and strengthening health systems, and calls for expansion of human and financial resources. The next month, the Moscow Declaration, which put together outcomes of such regional meetings, was adopted in the Global Ministerial Conference on NCD Control. Delegates gathered in Moscow from every region of WHO shared the view that NCDs are not just a health concern, but a complicated challenge involving social, economic, and environmental aspects. And they promised to develop whole-of-government policies and implement the action plan for the global strategy for the prevention and control of NCDs. Distinguished delegates, non-communicable diseases are preventable. If we can help our people stay away from tobacco use, unhealthy diet, physical inactivity, and harmful use of alcohol, we can reduce fatality from NCDs dramatically. Fully aware of the importance of policies to fight against NCDs, the Korean government is making continuous efforts to protect its people from adverse effects from the diseases. Thanks to active tobacco control policies that our government has implemented since 2004, including raising tobacco product prices, the smoking rate of adult males fell about 18 percentage points in 2010. Recently, the relevant law was revised for effective implementation of the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control. Our government is also working to formulate legal basis for health management services to enable systematic NCD prevention and control. Through the system, the Korean government will directly provide health management services for the vulnerable and create a convenient and sound market for consumers who can afford the services. In addition to such national-level endeavors, Korea is participating in international cooperation to deal with this slow-motion catastrophe. The hosting of the regional meeting that I mentioned earlier served as an opportunity to reaffirm the commitment of cooperation of Western Pacific countries. In 2012, Korea will host the Conference of Parties to WHO SDGs, hoping to contribute to international cooperation on tobacco control. Distinguished delegates, all of us vividly remember that we member states worked closely and successfully with WHO taking the lead to overcome pandemic influenza in recent years. We are joining forces to achieve health-related Millennium Development Goals by 2015. It is my honest wish that this World Health Assembly will reinforce our joint effort towards NCD prevention and control under stronger leadership of WHO. Thank you for your attention.